Chodesh Tov, Happy Chanukah, and welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 30th day of the month of Kislev. Today is the 6th day of Chanukah. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the 4 children that we have been collectively davening for. Yehoshua Heschel ben Nechama Devorah, Pesach Betzalel ben Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna Bas Chen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal. May they and all those in need have a Refuah Shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters now held in Gaza over 450 days. May they please speedily be returned home today to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ilan Feldman of Congregation Beth Jacob in Atlanta, Georgia, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Will be followed by Rabbi Feldman fully reciting the following 5 chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, as well as the 3 daily Mishaberach that we say on the program, the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shuyim. And finally, Rabbi Feldman will conclude with the Mishaberach for Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Just one housekeeping note, there will not be a program tomorrow, New Year's. For those of you who were on the call yesterday, you might have heard a lot of background noise. This is what happens when a Hanukkah vacation overlaps with OU work. So there was a lot of background noise then, as there is today and tomorrow. So there will not be a program tomorrow on New Year's, January 1st. As always, I encourage all of our wonderful listeners to take the opportunity, whether at 1 o'clock or any time, to recite Tehillim. Our davening does matter, but we will resume once again on Thursday at 1 p.m. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Feldman.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, and the honor is mine to be able to join with Achenu B'nai Yisrael, brothers and sisters around the country and indeed around the world, who are joining together in tefillah and davening. It's a beautiful thing. And it's something that is very meaningful to me, so thank you for the opportunity. Hanukkah is described in the Gemara as kavum b'halel v'hoda'a. The wording of the Gemara is quite odd. It says they established the days b'halel v'hoda'a, translated normally as they established them for halel and hoda'a, for to say halel, say praise, and hoda'ah, and acknowledgement, thanksgiving. But the truth is the Hebrew, literally translated, means they established these days b'halel v'hoda'ah, through halel v'hoda'ah, that the days are not actually devoted to doing this, but they actually created the days through halel v'hoda'ah. As in contrast, say, to, for example, to Purim. Purim is a day when we celebrate, and we do say Hoda'ah, we do say Al HaNisim on Purim, but the day is created because it's established on the calendar as a day of celebration, and there are many mitzvahs that we do on that day. According to this interpretation of Kavum B'Halel V'Hoda'ah, what we're saying is that we create the holiday. We actually create Hanukkah through saying Halel V'Hoda'ah, which means that to a significant degree, the quality of the holiday is a function of our investment in it. The quality of the holiday is actually a product of our immersion in the way of being of Halel v'Hoda'ah. In other words, it's not just a question of saying Halel, it's a question of being Halel. It's a question of taking on an approach to the world in which we see in everything reasons to praise God, And we see in everything reasons to say thank you. And it's not just that we see it, it's that we're in a mode, halavahada'ah. We understand ourselves to be performing that purpose. The reason I'm here is to say halavahada'ah. And Hanukkah would be a period of time when, as many have said, Hanukkah comes from the word chinuch, which is education. It's a period of time when we actually educate ourselves, prepare ourselves for the whole year. Somewhere in the insight of the sages, when they established Hanukkah, they understood that Hanukkah contained in it the properties, the spiritual energy and strength that would enable us to endure the exile that we're still in, because as we all know, the Hanukkah story didn't resolve forever the whole question of the Greek exile. We still suffer from the enticement of Greek wisdom, and we still suffer from the illusion, perhaps, that our Torah and its wisdom and the wisdom of God that comes through the Torah perhaps is not really superior. Well, that's part of the being in exile. So Hanukkah didn't resolve all that, but the sages, Chazal, when they established Hanukkah, they understood that it would give us the preparation, the ability to learn, to train ourselves, to be able to do this, to be in a mode of halavahada all year long, because that's really the function of a Jew, to see God everywhere, and to see Him behind everything. I would apply this even to modern times. What we've gone through in the last year and a half, the last 450 days since the Simchas Torah massacre, just unbelievable. One thing for sure, we can't avoid seeing the hand of God, even in terrible things and in painful, tragic circumstances. But even on those days, when you take the time to talk to people, there were miracles inside of the tragedy. There were inexplicable salvations that happened to people in spite of the fact that there were terrible suffering. Not only the victims, the murder victims, but also the injured and the family members and the horror and the terror, of course. We in no way can ignore that. It's overwhelming. But inside of all that, there were miracles. And certainly after that, we wondered aloud sometimes, does our tefillah make a difference? And in God's mercy, I think that He has given us the ability to see that our tefillah does make a difference. We rallied, we davened daily. This call is an example of tefillah. There's no shul that I know of anywhere in the world that doesn't end its davening shacharis mincha maariv with extra supplications, extra tehillim. And we have really been zocha. We've merited seeing remarkable developments. And the entire geopolitical map of the Middle East has changed dramatically. And of course, we could attribute it to natural causes, or to a great chin bet, or to some kind of a strategic move. But the fact is that that's not our job. Our job actually is to see God behind all this, and to realize that we are a people that lives through miracles. Our existence is miraculous, and our continued existence will always be a function of the miracles of divine intervention. So we are zocha in the last several months to be able to see things that were absolutely not predictable by anybody. What we were facing from the north with Hezbollah, and what we thought we'd have to endure even if we defeated them when the battle ultimately broke out, was so much worse than what we've had to deal with. And yes, we've paid a terrible price for the wars that we've had been fighting, but we've also seen unbelievable miracles. And so our prayer, our tefillah, is that we will actually see continued miracles, and that our tefillahs will continue to be answered, and that not only the state of Israel, and not only the people of Israel, but the captives and the wounded and the families of the bereaved families, all of them will feel the hand of God, and we will, Amir Hashem, be the ultimate miraculous divine intervention. So I ask you to join me now as we recite the Tehillim. And we're going to start with Kapitel Chaf. And I'll recite that slowly. You can say it along with me. Then we'll go from there. Kapitel Chaf, that's Tehillim, chapter 20. L'amenatech mizmor l'David. Ya'ancho Adonai b'yam sara. Yisagel Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezecha mikodesh. U'mitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol min chasecha. Ba'olascha yidash nesela. Yitain lecha tshuvavecha. And we move on to Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmar LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echsar Binas Desha Yabiteni Amen Menuchos Yenahaleni Nafti Yishovev Yancheni V'Magle Tzedek L'Man Shemo Gam Ki Elech Begei Kamavet Lo Ira Ra Ki Atoim Adi Shivzecha Umishantecha Hema Yenachamuni Ta'arach l'fonai shulchan neged tzaruroi, yishanta v'shemen roshi, kosi revaya, ach tov v'chesed yidufuni kol yamei chayoi, v'shavti v'veis Adonai v'arach yamim. Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121, Shir l'ma'alos, eso einai el ha'horim, me'ayin yavo ezri, ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim v'oretz, al yitain l'mot reglecha, al yonum shamrecha, Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha, Ayad Yiminecha, Yomam HaShemesh lo yakeka, Yareach bar Laila, Adonai Yishmorcha mikol ra, Yishmoris nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzeischa v'olecha, Me'ata v'ad olam. Kuf Lamed, 130, Shir HaMa'alot, Yomam Akim Karasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema v'kali, Tehiyena Aznecha Kashuvos v'kol tachanunai, Ima v'nos tishmar ya, Adonai mi ya'amod, Yim chohas licha l'ma'an tivare, Yivisi Adonai kivison nafshi, Lidvaro hacholti, Nafshi l'Adonai mishamrim l'boker, Shamrim l'boker, Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, Yim Adonai hachesed, Barhebe imo fedus, Behu yifdeh es Yisrael, Nikola v'nesov. Kuf Mem Beis, Psalm 142. Maskila David behiyoso b'amara fila. Kali el Adonai Yazak, Kali el Adonai Eschanan. Eshpoch l'panav sichi, Sarasi l'panav nagid. Vis atef alai ruchi, v'atoyodato nisivasi, v'orech zu ahalech, tamnu fachli. Abeit yamin ure'e v'ein li makir, avad manos mimeni, ein doresh l'nafshi. So achti alecha Adonai, amarti at hamachti, chalki be'eretz ha'chayim. Akshiva el binasi, ki dalos mi'od, hatzileini me'erod foy, ki amsu mimeni. Vatsiya mimasker nafshi, lehodos es shemecha, bi yachtiru tzadikim, ki sigmo alai. Please join me in these tefillos and mishaberachs, the various pauses deep on our hearts. Achenu, kol beis Yisrael. Anisuim b'tzara u'vashivya ha'omdim b'ein b'yam b'ein b'yabasha ha'makom yirachem aleihem b'yotzi'ein mitzara l'racha me'afela le'ala mishibu b'gula ashto b'agala b'zman kariv v'namar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. The Mishaberach for Chayalei Tzahal, Mishaberach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, V'Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael, Anshei Kachot HaBitachon HaOmdim HaMishmar Arteinu, V'Arei Eloheinu, Migvul HaLabanon V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim, U'min Hayam HaGadol Ad Lava HaRava, V'Chom HaKam Shehem V'Yabasha V'Avir V'Yam. Yitain Adonai Yisraveinu hakamim aleinu nikafim lefneihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishmor v'yatzil et chayaleinu. Kol tzara v'tzuka mikol negel machala. Yishlach berachah v'hatzlachah b'chol ma'aseh yadayhem. Yadiberis and Enu Tachteim, Yachem Chesed Yeshua, Ubateras Nisachon, Yukriyam Bahama Kasuk, Yadinoi Elohechem, Baholechim Achem, Lilachem Lachem, Imai Bechem, Hashia Eschem, Benomar Amei. The Mishaberach for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach, Abbasenu, Avraham Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, and David, Shlomo. Yivarech, Yishmar, Yinsar, Esnedre, Tzva, Haganel, Yisrael, Ushvuyav. If Kolachenu Hanusim, Besar, Vishivya. Ba'avu, Shikol, Hakola, Kodesh, Hazer, Mispalel, Ba'avuram. Kodesh, Bochu, Yamalei, Rachamim, Aleim, Yotzi'en, Mechoshef, Tamabas, Moser, Sehem, Yinatek, Mimsuko, Sehem, Yoshi'en, Shivayim, Tahira, Lechek, Mishpachasehem. Yodu Ladunai Chastel B'Niflasel B'Nei Adam Yikuyam Bohem Mikosh HaKosuv Ufdeyei Adunai Yishuvun Uvau Tzion Berina B'Simcha Zolam Al Hashem Tassam B'Simcha Yosigu Nasu Yagon Va'anacha B'Namar Amen. And Mishaberach for the Cholim, for the sick, and I'll pause at the appropriate place for people to add the names of the people that they are davening for. Mishaberach Habasenu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aharon David Shlomo Yivarech V'Rapeh Es HaCholim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lahachlimam Ularposam Lachuziram Ulachiyosam Yishlach Lehem Meheru Fuah Shleimam Min HaShemayim L'chol Levereihem L'chol Gideihem B'Selch Sha'ar Chol Yisrael Fuas HaNefesh Fuas HaGuf Hashtal Ba'Golah V'Zman Kariv V'Namar Amen. Thank you all for joining me.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Stallman. Sorry to cut you off there. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in years, Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Again, we will not meet tomorrow on New Year's. However, please continue to daven at 1 o'clock or any time. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Chodesh Tov, Chanukah Sameach.